Tip FM's Tip Today with Fran Curry.
In association with Slattery's of Pecan, Tipperary's main Peugeot dealer. Slattery's Garage Pecan, the name you can trust for over 50 years in the Premier County. Slattery'sGarage.ie.
And you're very welcome back to Tip Today. We hope we've gotten rid of the bee. There's been a bee here since about 9 o'clock this morning and nobody can sort of do anything about them. So we'll see what happens. Keep those calls coming into Emma on 1800 938 007, and the text and WhatsApp is 083 311 3311. Now, boy, have we got a treat for you, because Rory Makeham and Donald Clancy will play in Carrick and Shore this weekend for the Clancy Brothers Festival. It's happening on this coming Saturday, the 3rd, at the lovely Strand Hotel in Carrick and Shore. And I'm delighted to have the two lads with us back in studio. Good morning, Rory and Donal. And
good morning, Fran.
Good morning.
Great to have you all back. Since we last spoke, you've been sort of running around the place, Rory. It's been busy for you, hasn't it?
Oh, well, thanks to Jerry Lawless at Clonmel World Music.
Who's with us as well.
Nine or ten gigs these past 2 weeks, and all over the country. It's been phenomenal.
Yeah, and Donal, of course, you do your own thing as well, you know, when you're not playing together, and you're busy with that too.
Yeah, well, Rory lives in Chicago, and I'm living down there in Ring, near Dungarvan. So, yeah, he does his own thing over there, and I do my own thing here. You have to keep on going.
Isn't it great? But I presume that, I mean, are people looking for you to perform together all of the time, even maybe more so than you have time to give to the project?
We could be doing a lot more, I'm sure. There's a big demand for it. They seem to love those old songs.
Yes, of course they
and,
do.
And it's nostalgic, I think, for people.
Yeah. We were saying before, Rory, I mean, are you still all the time getting people coming up to you both and wanting to talk about your dads? And,
all
you know,
the time,
is it all the time, the stories and the...
It's unbelievable the impact that they had both here and in America. Everywhere I go still.
And do you hear fresh stories all the time?
Oh, sure, yeah, fresh stories. I heard some just the other night about things my father did. And there was one man who was looking for a particular song, Brighty Murphy and the Kamikaze Pilot.
What a great song. I know it well, yeah.
He'd met my father in Houston, Texas. He's a furrier from, well, he lives in Mayo now, but he was down in Arkansas. And he'd wanted this song, and he gave my father his card, and 6 months later, because he had a brother in London who looked all over for it, couldn't find it, and 6 months later, my father mailed him. The man had forgotten all about it, and there it arrived in the post. He couldn't believe it.
Incredible.
And that was 45 years ago.
Wow. I'm glad you reminded me of that song. I haven't heard that for about 40 years.
I don't think too many people would be singing it these days.
No. Politically incorrect.
Politically very incorrect, indeed. It must be the same with you and Liam, is it? You hear the stories all the time. You hear them fresh stuff, I suppose?
Yeah, mostly after these shows we've been doing, you get people who've been fans for decades.
Yeah.
And they like to come up and recall... Yeah. Seeing them and where they saw them and the chats they had after and all that kind of thing.
Yeah, of course. I mean, for me, the one that stands out has to be the Cork Opera House when I saw the two. There were tears in my eyes and so many times that night. And, you know, it was just magnificent altogether. And are there comparisons made all the time as well? I mean, when they talk to you after gigs?
They are. They're very gracious. Usually they say, we'd close our eyes and we'd think we're the two boys.
Both of you sound so like them, you know.
We do, yeah. That osmosis, I think, for me anyway.
Yeah.
I remember 30 years ago a man saying, well, you were pretty good, but you're not your old man. I said, there's nobody who knows that more or better than I know. So I don't need to be told that.
Listen, we're going to ask you for a couple of songs. Well, more than a couple, if you're willing to do it. We'd love some live music. What will you do for us?
We don't know. We didn't talk about it this time. We came in very casually. What do you want to do?
Well, I'm an F anyway.
F.
That's a good clue.
What are we doing, F?
There's a piercing wintry breeze blowing through the button trees, and I've buttoned up my coat to keep me warm. But the days are on the mend, and I'm on the road again, with my fiddle snuggled close beneath my arm. I have a fine felt hat and a strong pair of brogues. I have rosin in my pocket for my bow. And my fiddle strings are new, and I've learned a tune or two, so I'm well prepared to ramble and must go. I'm as happy as a king when I catch a breath of spring, and the grass is turning green as winter ends. And the geese are on the wing, and the thrushes start to sing, and I'm headed down the road to see my friends. I've a fine felt hat and a strong pair of brogues. I have rosin in my pocket for my bow, and my fiddle strings are new, and I've learned a tune or two, so I'm well prepared to ramble and must go. I have friends in every town as I ramble up and down, making music at the markets and the fairs. Ooh, the donkeys and the creels and the farmers making deals, and the yellow-headed tinker selling wares. I have a fine felt hat and a strong pair of brogues. I have rosin in my pocket for my bow, and my fiddle strings are new, and I've learned a tune or two, so I'm well prepared to ramble and must go. Here's a health to one and all, to the big and to the small, to the rich and poor alike, and foe and friend. And when we return again, may our foes have turned to friends. May peace and joy be with you until then. I have a fine felt hat and a strong pair of brogues. I have rosin in my pocket for my bow, and my fiddle strings are new, and I've learned a tune or two, so I'm well prepared to ramble and must go. I have a fine felt hat and a strong pair of brogues. I have rosin in my pocket for my bow, and my fiddle strings are new, and I've learned a tune or two, so I'm well prepared to ramble and must go.
Ah, absolutely brilliant. And it's so true, if you close your eyes, it's like... it's like Liam and Tommy being here with us. It's fantastic. There's so much stuff to choose from, Donal, I suppose, where the material is concerned, because there would be all the Clancy Brothers stuff
as well. If you go back, they started in the late 50s, and they recorded so many albums as the Clancy Brothers and Tommy Makem. And then later on, as the duo, they recorded a bunch more. So, it goes back.
Whole wealth of material there.
Musical partnership went back, lasted 30 years or...
Yeah.
When I'm looking for songs on my own, I'll come across a song in a book and think, geez, that's a great one. And it dawns on me, Dad recorded that in 1972.
I was in the caricature, was it last night? It was a Sunday. I don't know even what day I have. But I was passing through, and because of it being the Clancy Festival, somebody in a shop window had the Live from Carnegie Hall LP in the window. And I mean, what a gig that was.
Oh, what a gig. My father, even in 1962, he flew his parents over for the gig.
They'd never
seen anything like that, coming from Katy, New York City. And my grandfather, of course, out in the lobby, they had the bar, and he had a couple of whiskeys, and they were both very quiet, reserved people, very northern people.
Yeah.
And my grandfather had to check the cap. He always had his cap on, but at the coat check, you check it. And after the first song, Paddy Clancy said, "And please welcome to Carnegie Hall from South Armagh, Sarah and Peter Makem." And my grandfather stood up and thought he was taking his cap off and tipping it. And that was the couple of whiskies he had, beforehand. And
isn't it great? Yeah. And, we're all concerned about sounds now and about acoustics and all of that. They probably had one mic, did they, they all gathered
two
around?
Mics,
was it two mics,
the recording would have been done on two mics, But they would have been in great spaces in Carnegie Hall and places like that where the live recordings were made.
The acoustic was
And the acoustic was great, and if you see the mics they had in those days, and it was Columbia Records, so they would have had the...
Yeah, so no wonder it sounds so
anything good, Columbia released in the 50s and 60s.
Even those
incredible
first few records that were in the studio were done live in the studio.
Were they indeed?
They didn't overdub anything, they just banged the songs out.
But isn't that where the energy came from? Just the sheer energy of it all, Will you do something else? We're already people looking for various requests, but I'll let you choose your own.
I can't think. We're on the road the last 9 days.
Yeah.
I'm sure we'll do a bit of Inch by Inch, will we?
Sure, yeah. It's that time of year. This weather had me thinking of, the country coming back to life here, and that's where, Rambles of Spring came from in my mind.
Yeah, absolutely, yeah.
Inch by inch, row by row.
Inch by inch, Row by row, we're gonna make this garden grow. All it takes is a rake and a hoe and a piece of fertile ground. Inch by inch, row by row, someone will bless these seeds I sow. Someone will warm them from below till the rain comes tumbling down.
Pulling weeds, picking stones, man is made of dreams and bones. Feel the need to grow my own, for the times go at hand. Rain for grain, sun and rain, find my way in nature's chain. Tune my body and my brain to the music from the land.
Inch by inch, row by row, we're gonna make this garden grow. All it takes is a rake and a hoe and a piece of fertile ground. Inch by inch, row by row, someone bless these seeds I sow. Someone warm them from below till the rain comes tumbling down. Plant your rows straight and long, timber them with prayer and song. Mother Earth will make you strong if you give her love and care. An old crow watching from a tree, he's got his hungry eye on me. But in my garden I'm as free as that feathered thief up there. And inch by inch, row by row, we're gonna make this garden grow. All it takes is a rake and a hoe and a piece of fertile ground. Inch by inch, row by row, someone bless these seeds I sow. Someone warm them from below till the rain comes tumbling down. Inch by inch, row by row, we're gonna make this garden grow. All it takes is a rake and a hoe and a piece of fertile ground. Inch by inch, row by row, someone bless these seeds I sow. Someone warm them from below till the rain comes tumbling down. Till the rain comes tumbling down.
Oh, well done. Sounds absolutely fantastic indeed. Are you kind of amused, because I am, that a lot of young people out there are now discovering ballads again, and you have bands like the Tumbling Peddies, and they're all going up and doing what the lads did all those years ago.
We were just talking about it the other night.
Yeah, it's all come full circle, hasn't it? You know?
Yeah, and there's a lot of young people coming out to our shows.
Yeah.
Which is good to see.
Great to see.
So they're hearing these songs then, Rory, for the first time.
For the first time. It's unbelievable, right?
Yeah.
I know that our families grew up with these songs. They had to entertain themselves. And I think my job is to take these great songs and just don't screw them up. I've based my career on that.
Well, what people say to us every night after, they say those songs are just timeless. You never grow tired of them.
Yeah, of course. Yeah, they're part of the canon and all of that. What did, like, if we take Liam first of all, was he always searching for songs? Was that
he had a way? He was kind of magnetic. Songs would come to him. I never saw him actively searching, but he always had. He had lots of songbooks at home.
Yes,
and I'd say in the early days he would have kept his ear out all the time for songs, and people would send him songs as well.
Is that what happened with the Eric Bogle song? Was that sent to him? How did he discover that?
I think
band played waltz.
Archie Fisher, the Scotsman.
Oh, was it Archie? Yeah.
Archie introduced him, I think, to that song.
Right. Yeah.
I think that's what happened.
Yeah, and what about Tommy, Rory? I mean, the tradition in South Armagh, needless to say, of course,
he had the songs taken from. Just in his head.
Yes.
His mother, of course, my granny Sarah, knew hundreds and hundreds of songs. She could hear a song once and it was in her head. She just had that ability, and my father knew all of her songs, and whenever they needed something, they could just, both of them, all four of them, and Bobby included, they just had this wealth of songs, a deep well of songs that they could just magically pull one out of a hat, and they could find new songs, like the Garden Song was written by a man named Dave Mallett from the state of Maine in America, and they heard it, and it's now become an Irish song. And it just, they could always find a good song.
Yeah, he as well as that, though, I mean, Tommy managed to write songs that fitted with the canon of old songs.
He did.
And now it's as if they were there forever. And, of course, Four Green Fields, I'm talking about.
Four Green Fields. I was in Nashville last month, and there were a young group of singer-songwriters from Antrim and Down. And I was sitting with a friend from Cork, and my friend said, of course you remember the Clancy Brothers and Tommy Makem, and the young girl said, no, I've never heard that name before. And then I started rattling off songs like Farewell to Carlingford or Rambles of Spring, Four Green Fields, and she said, oh, of course, I've heard those songs. I said, well, my father wrote those songs.
Wow.
She had no idea.
Isn't it incredible? Yeah, but I suppose the greatest compliment you can get is that the songs are almost always been there. You
know,
that
they seem like they have always been there.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
My father was in New York at a press conference for U2, and Bono told him, my songs are going to be gone in 50 years, and yours are going to be around forever.
Yeah, well, I certainly think so. Of course, you know my favorite one, I told you before, is the one dedicated to your mom, which is
Annie.
Such a beautiful love song, you know, just incredible, yeah. Jerry is with us as well, who's been sort of looking after you. And the gig coming up, is that gig number 10?
Gig number 11.
Number 11 at this point, is it, yeah?
They did two weekends. We did one weekend up the country 2 weekends ago.
Yeah.
And a weekend down the country another weekend. So, it's kind of the culmination of it now is this weekend. They're doing the Clancy Festival in Carrick and also up in Derry Neuse, which is only a few fields away from the Makems.
Right.
So that's another special night this weekend.
Of course it is indeed. And saving their blushes, Jerry. I mean, reaction so far?
Yeah, it's been incredible. I went to a few of the gigs down the country. And again, like Donal said, it's just to see people. Sometimes they don't make them fancy. They think it's a tribute act, or they're not quite sure who they are a lot of the time, especially a lot of the older people. But as soon as the songs, like the singing along is just amazing. As soon as the songs start, for the whole night, people are singing. And songs that you don't even realise they know. They're kind of in our DNA.
And I know the lads are tired of hearing it, but I mean, when you hear them sing together and you close your eyes, it's just remarkable, isn't it?
Yeah,
you know,
I mean, the likes of these, I love coming down to these radio interviews because I never get sick of listening to it.
Yeah.
You know, from being an old Makem and Clancy fan back in the day, I remember seeing their feathers in Ferry House.
Did you?
In Clonmel as a young lad. And it's stuck. I can still vividly picture the scene in Ferry House.
And can you? Because I can't quite put my finger on the magic. I mean, you know, I know about the acting ability. I know about the storytelling. I know about the great songs. But there's something else there as well that they had, wasn't there?
Well, again, as a young lad in Clonmel, I think it was the performance as much as anything. You know, they had their way of performing, and they did it differently between the acting and the stories and the whole lot. You know, it's just a performance. They're not just rattling songs out.
Yeah,
it's the whole.
And are you amused as well at the full circle now? And you have young lads going out and singing these songs. And as I saw in Tipperary recently, you have young girls at the front of the stage, like as if it's the Beatles, saying, "You know, we never heard these before."
Yeah. And I think even as you said, there's another band called the Whistling Donkeys. There's loads of stuff coming out, and look, it's great. It's resurrecting it. You see pictures. A lot of our young kids are back going to Australia again, and they're looking actively seeking the music when the music comes there. So yeah, it's fantastic.
It's great to see it indeed. Saturday night in terms of tickets.
If you look up the Strand Theatre online, there's a link there. It's a ticket source link. Like they have a great committee down there. I know for years we did some gigs the last few years in Manila here in Clonmel, and Donald's cousins Jim Butler and Kevin Power were always coming up trying to tie down the lads for the festival, and this is the first year that they were able to make it happen. Like, they're a great committee down there. It's a fantastic festival to celebrate the heritage and the legacy of the Clancys, because there's no town in Ireland has it really.
Oh. Yes, and I often thought even more should be made of it, really, Jerry, when you think about it.
It's going from tomorrow night to next Monday night. Yeah. They have loads. They have ballad competitions, busking competitions, workshops, craft fairs, ballad sessions in the pubs, and it's fantastic. The lads are headlining. Like, to have a Make 'em and Clancy concert in Carrick, it's just, there's a great buzz down there, and there's a lot of tickets sold, so if people want tickets, they
should
look
soon. You want to get your skates on you, I would imagine, where it's concerned. And of course, for people who haven't been to the Strand, Jerry, it's beautiful.
It's a beautiful venue. It's going to be really... And Donica Goff and Brendan Clancy are playing. It's the full band show. The lads keep the full band shows for special occasions.
Right. So this is very, very special indeed. Yeah. All right, we will cajole a couple more songs, if that's okay, but I need to take a break. We'll be back in just a moment.
Join the conversation in Tipperary. 007.
And you're very welcome back to Tip Today. Delighted to have Rory Makeham and Donald Clancy with us in studio ahead of their gig in the Strand Theatre in Carrickshire on this Saturday night. And if you just Google Strand Theatre or look it up, you'll be shown there how you can get your tickets. And tickets going very well for this, so you want to speed yourself up a little bit if you want to get along on Saturday night. Could we have something else live? Because listeners going mad for stuff here and they want to hear... more songs, yeah.
Try an old one called Paddy West.
As I went out walking down London Road, I came to Paddy West's house. He gave me a feed of American hash, and he called it Liverpool Scouse. He said, there's a ship that's a wanting hand, an honour you'll quickly sign. The mate is a tyrant, the bosun's worse, but she will suit you fine. Put on your dungaree jacket and walk up looking your best, and tell them that you're a poor sailor lad that came from Paddy West. Now when we had finished the feed, me boys, the wind began to blow. She sent me up into the attic, the main royal for to stow. But when I got up into the attic, no main royal could I find. So I turned around to the window and I pulled the window blind. Put on your dungaree jacket and walk up looking your best, and tell them that you're a poor sailor lad that came from Paddy West. Now Paddy, he piped all hands on deck, your station's for to man. His wife, she stood in the doorway with a bucket in her hand. And Paddy cried out, now let her rip, and she flung the water her way, saying, clew up your forestay still, boys, we're taken in the spray. Pull on your dungaree jacket and walk up looking your best, and tell them that you're a poor sailor lad that came from Paddy West. There's only one more thing for you to do before you sail away. Just take a trip round the table with the bullocks on display. And when you are asked, was you ever at sea, you can say 10 times round the horn. You can tell them that you've been a sailor since the day that you was born. Put on your dungaree jacket and walk up looking your best, and tell them that you're a poor sailor lad that came from Paddy West. Pull on your dungaree jacket and walk up looking your best, and tell them that you're a poor sailor lad that came from Paddy West.
Oh, Mighty. I'm not familiar with that one at all, though. Oh, where did that come from?
They recorded that on their album Songs of the Sea.
Right.
It's an album of sea shanties and sea songs. One of my favourite albums that they
made. That's not the one that Donal Lunny produced, is
it? No, that's... it was the original Clancy Brothers and Tommy Makem on Columbia.
Was it? Oh, right, okay.
1960. Right. It was later on, 68 or 69, was it?
The record company went to them and said, we want an album of sea songs.
Right.
And the boys said, oh, Jesus. And they ran out
and bought
Ewan McCall and A.L. Lloyd Records and learned a few songs off of them. Yeah. As Spike Milligan said... they wouldn't know their Madras from their album.
Very good. You're heading up to your side of the world as well, then, as well, to Derry News.
Oh, very excited. We're going to be playing a show just two fields over from where my grandfather was born.
Isn't that great, yeah.
And my Uncle Jack took over the farm, the most reluctant farmer in all of Ireland, and his family all grew up there. And we were visiting them since I was a little boy, and... playing in Derry News is going to be very special.
Won't it?
Saturday, Makem will be surrounded by Clancy's, and on Sunday, Clancy's going to be surrounded by Makem's.
And that's the way. Is there a similar festival up there that pays homage to Tommy? Is there?
They've done a few things here and there, a few concerts. Yeah. And my cousins have built years ago. We had a great great aunt who had lived in a little cottage on top of the hill, and. Back in the 1800s, she was kicked off, and her brothers built her a house out of sods of turf. And years later, the church had owned the spot on top of the hill. And my cousin said, if that ever comes for sale, they were going to buy it back. And my Uncle Jack used to keep the cows for the church. The church had a few head of cattle. And so they grew up going up there, and they eventually bought this spot and built an old session cottage on it. And it's tilly lamps, no electricity, and we just sing songs all night long. The first Saturday of the month in the summertime, they always have a session. And I think that is the best tribute to our families.
Isn't
that,
it
that
just,
could ever be.
Oh,
it's the community all together and children singing and the storytelling and songs and fiddles and accordions all playing the night away up on top of a hill in South Armagh. It's the tribute my father would...
I'm sure it is indeed. Could we prevail upon you for a short one just to finish with? Would that be okay?
Right.
Something short, or maybe a verse and a chorus of something to finish up
we'll
with.
Try a bit of. I will do a bit of. Summertime is coming.
Brilliant.
People always enjoy that one. On a fine day like this, what else would you be singing?
For sure.
The summer time is coming, and the trees are sweetly blooming, and the wild mountain thyme grows around the blooming heather. Will you go, oh lassie? Wild mountain thyme, all around the blooming heather. Will you go, lassie, go? I will build my love a bower near yon pure crystal fountain, and on it I will pile all the flowers of the mountain. Will you go, lassie, go? And we'll all go together to pluck wild mountain thyme. Blooming heather, will you go, lassie, go? If my true love she were gone, I would surely find another.
the blooming heather. Will you go, oh lassie, go? And we'll all go together to Brock Wild Mountain Tyne, all around the blooming heather. Will you go, oh lassie, go?
Oh, such a treat. So many memories. Rory and Donald, thank you so much for
thanks
a real,
for
real
us,
musical
thanks,
treat today. Really, really special indeed. Thanks to Jerry as well. So this Saturday night, headlining the Clancy Festival in Carrickinshore, the lads appearing at the Strand. If you just look up Strand Theatre, you'll be guided there to how you can pick up your tickets. That's it for me. Emma produced. Stephen's on the way. I'll talk to you tomorrow. Bye-bye.
Tip Today with Fran Curry.
With Slattery's Garage, puck on. You can't beat experience. With over 50 years maintaining Peugeot cars and vans, we like to call ourselves the experts. Call Slattery's Garage for a free vehicle health check today. 067 24111 or slatterysgarage.ie.